Hi, everybody. Well, this is our Monday PBS radio show. This is Creation Lightship Healing, and today is the Healing Highway. So, the date today, which we want to get removed from us, is April 3rd, so 4/3/2017. So, here we go. Let's release you off of this timeline of right now, and also, maybe we'll go back 10 years in the past here, get rid of those timelines. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Still some more stuff there. Somebody has something going on. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. That feels much better. So let's bring up your light beams on your monitor screen or screens. Cell phone, here we go. And maybe you were at the expo and you got a light beam picture. So if you did, that'll get energized too now for the BBS show. So here we go. And just to say that it's not energized, it's always energized, but we'll put a little more juice into it for you just for this program. So here we go. And it will stay that way. So 1, 2, 3. Oh, that feels good. 4 and 5. I can work on my lower back. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Had some battles today, maybe the last couple of days, so I got a little kink in my get along. So, but anyway, let's it's about 90% gone. Let's do a situation that you could be dealing with. Remember, solid mind energy on timelines. All your situations are there, unfortunately, but we can get rid of the timeline to help you out. So here we go, releasing the energy into something that's bothering you. Releasing it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And we'll see if Elizabeth is out of the BBS studios, ready to go here. Elizabeth, got your microphone turned on?
Yep, I am here. I'm dressed to the nines, and I'm ready to go for another wonderful hour of healing on the Healing Highway. This is Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron, and we welcome everybody listening, as well as the people who may be just listening via computer or phone. And if you'd like to send us questions to be read on the air, you may do so by sending them to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you may use the chat links on Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com. There's a direct link there while the show is live, which is right now. You can also navigate to our BBS radio homepage and find the fast chat feedback form there if you prefer to submit your questions anonymously. So we actually have a lot of great questions tonight. And Ron, we've been talking recently about the new Earth. And it seems like that's sort of been a topic of conversation for the past couple of shows here. And one listener wrote in and said, "Hi, Ron. I went online this morning to check the weather report, as I have done many times in the past. Today, I felt very uncomfortable going to that same website. Then I realized I took a look at the old Earth, which has nothing to do with me anymore. Thanks to you and CLS, we are now free to enjoy the Creation Lightship New Earth. Thank you."
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that kind of sums it up. As the New Earth won't be like the old Earth as far as the psychic attack energy. Let's just put it that way, making it very simple. So you may feel your body different, and you might read the news like, gee, what planet are they from, you know? Well, you know it's the old planet Earth, you know? So as you're in the new Earth, you're going to be feeling maybe a calmer, should be more peaceful, and you may not have as many distractions. Remember, the distractions that you have in your life will put you on timelines, and the aliens definitely wants you to get distracted so that you're always keeping yourself extremely busy or going off on tangents or, you know, you look at your past life, you may be able to see patterns. Or just check out somebody else and look at their patterns. So when you're peaceful, those timelines with those patterns that work with your memories, remember, your memories, in a sense, are all of your problems, because that's the stored DNA in you. That's what you remember. So you have your memories, and the memories bring forth events and timelines that you are playing out on the movie set in the Beyondo as the aliens harvest you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's a pretty powerful image, Ron, and that is actually indeed what has been happening. So if you are feeling a little bit off or a little bit funky and you're not really sure why, the chances are you're probably somewhere in the Beyondo. And there's a couple of quick and easy, simple things you can do to get back from that. One of them is you can do the mind-to-heart drop. And Ron usually does that at the close of the show, but if you don't know what that is and you'd like to find out, there are several audio links at the top of creationlightship.com. And you can also check out Ron's YouTube channel, where he has posted a lot of the video footage from his expos. And we actually had somebody write in and say, yesterday I had some free time and listened to some of your videos on YouTube. So wonderful to hear you explain, sometimes at length, everything that is going on and how to heal and protect ourselves. Plus, you do many healings throughout the lectures. I recommend highly to other listeners to check out Ron's YouTube channel. So that's very true, and thanks for letting us know about that. Because it is really true about, especially if you can't go to the expos, Ron often posts the recordings from his talks and generously shares the healings, and sometimes with us and also on the live shows during the week, and we do four of them on BBS every week. So this listener actually has a question about the new Earth, Ron, and they're wondering, are people who haven't been doing clearings going to be on the new Earth? And how can we see people who are not on the new Earth when we are there if they are not there? Ron, are you there?
Yes, the first thing is you need and must clean out the emotions out of your body. So
Okay. There's
really no modality out there like what we have that can do it successfully and completely and only take a half an hour. I know I've talked to people, like I mentioned before, at expos, and they've been working on themselves or going to a psychiatrist maybe for 20, 30 years trying to get rid of a problem. And I can clear that probably within 15 seconds. So basically, there's nothing out there on this planet that's going to do a clearing, a healing with you, releasing energies from you, like the creation life shift does, which is what created you. So that's the bottom line. So as far as people trying to enter into the new Earth, which is a non-judgment, if they don't do the clearings that we have, I would say probably they would not be able to go to it. Because like your spirit doesn't come into judgment. So if you have judgment in your body, your spirit's not with you. So your spirit that you have from doing clearings are on the new Earth. But the other spirits are contaminated. They won't be allowed to go there. Just the way it is. You know, life does not work with judgment. So judgment cannot come into non-judgment. So you have to clean out yourself. So it may sound kind of weird, but just go back to the teachings of Jesus. He talked about it. And so if you are went to a Christian church or you still belong to one, and you know the teachings of Jesus basically is that you need to clean yourself out. That's what he came to do. So that was how he chose to save you, okay? Most people think it continues on today, but that energy is not here on this planet. So that's why we're here, to help you with that. So it gets to be, I don't want to get any, you know, confrontations with Christians or anything, because you're just running a religious program, and Jesus was not about religion. It was just trying to clean you out so that you could move on to a more peaceful life at ascension time. So anyway, there's a lot there, but basically, if the people don't do the clearing, now the people that are out there maybe living in the wilderness, we'll say, and being very, very rural, like indigenous people and stuff, they'll probably be there. Because you do see sometimes like film clips of people who have traveled to different locations where there wasn't any maybe white people there, for instance. I think most of those people are brown or black skinned where they find them, you know. And they're all happy and joyous and everything else until they bring in the religions, and then they bring in their way of being, and then they give them shots, which kills them, and everything else. So the basic thing is those people will probably be there because they live in a different energy.
Yeah, you know, Ron, it could be that they were never even transferred to the current timeline that everybody else is on. Because,
if
they don't have electricity or TV or news or anything like that, they're probably all still living on that New Earth timeline.
Yep, very possibly. Uh-huh. The uncorrupted Earth. Yep.
So, very interesting.
Okay, talk about a battle. Today I know I was battling about noontime Pacific time with some kind of vortex trying to take the Earth away. Energies out there are still trying to do stuff here. Had a reprieve for a little bit, I think, but a few days, I should say. But anyway, so if you felt kind of funky today, maybe even yesterday, very possibly you're probably feeling the energy of this vortex trying to suck the Earth up. So that's kind of like a big vacuum cleaner hose. And so that's what we're battling, or have battled. I know consciously from noon on today, taking out these energies here. It's we have the external aliens coming here with their ships to do things, and what they're trying to do is probably save some of their ground crew. Remember, like I was mentioning on other shows, the shit hit the fan here. And Donald Trump mentioned that he wanted to prosecute Hillary. And those aliens came out of the woodworks from the beyond. It was like every minute something was going on. So I'm not saying that the Democrats are all alien and that they want to terminate the planet, although the Republicans could be kind of similar. But I think that... kind of going out on a limb here. I think our president is possibly Palladian. Now, the reason why I state that is because most of the Palladians are blonde and they're tall. And if you look at his genetics, we'll say, and the people around him and his family members, they are blonde and they are tall. So I think what's happening is, and I'm not saying this is completely 100% good, but what I will say is that the Palladians are probably helping out to take away those bad aliens in the swamp. So they're out there fishing for the people in the swamp, those aliens that are very bad. So back to you.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of upheaval going on right now, Ron, and we always appreciate, at least I do, when you talk about these things, because I think sometimes it helps give us a direction to take our clearings, and like maybe we'd want to do the alien attack removals or some of the possibly the space clearings for both on and off planet transmissions. So those are all clearings that you can find on creationlightship.com, and this is all assuming you've done your whole lifetime emotional healing. But when you said Palladians, the first thing I thought of was architecture, because I think that's, I think it might be spelled differently, but that's a style of architecture. I think that kind of evolved in Italy, and I think Venice, and it's actually a very classical style, and it's kind of a lot very symmetrical and very classical value. So that's very interesting. I didn't know about that other meaning of that. So that's kind of, I was thinking about like structure while you were talking about that. So maybe there's like a parallel there between the two things, the architecture and the Palladians. Not sure.
Yeah, and just about the politics here, you know, at least the way they were talking, not that it's correct, you know, a lot of fake news out there, but the Democrats didn't like him, and neither did the Republicans, because he was like a renegade, or is a renegade, okay? And so, you have to look at that as what's driving the forces behind him, okay? So, and what do they want to do here? So, you know, bringing in more peace energy, getting rid of the corruption is good. I'm not saying that, you know, it's good for right now, but you know, what could happen in 10 and 20 years, but you got to live for the present moment. And so what's happening here is that probably both parties, with all their corruption, they don't like them. So, you know, you start poking a stick at, you know, this wild lion out there, you know. You know, it may want to bite you, you know. So anyway, aside from that, that's what's kind of happening. And so this vortex probably, you know, is another one of the losing groups side coming in, trying to bring in something to suck the planet up or do something. I don't know. It just seems weird. It happened before a while back, too. So if you have felt funky today or even yesterday, maybe tired, maybe you got an ache or pain in your body, then if you are with the time-traveling soldiers, you may be able to get an idea of what's happened to you. If you're just a regular person just listening and say, yeah, I felt kind of funky, well, that's because that energy was trying to take you over. Anyway, that's why we're trying to get into the new Earth to become peaceful and let these other groups have the old Earth, and the Earth spirit will be taken away if it already isn't, the ones that were here helping the Earth. So the Earth will eventually just have no life force energy, because the new one is all we're considering now. Otherwise, it's very difficult. The energies that are here, you know, the fish, et cetera, the trees, whatever's out there, will have their counterpart in perfection on the new Earth. So, there we go. Back to you.
Wow. That is so cool. So, I would say make sure you're doing your healings and make sure you're staying as heart-centered as you possibly can and doing the mind-to-heart drop and staying out of your mind and in your heart and in peace as much as you possibly can. I mean, I know people have jobs and lives and family members that all try to take us off these timelines of peace, but it really is important to ground yourself with the healings and clearings and continue to do the things you can do while you have to go out there. I'm sure nobody listening tonight lives in, you know, on an island in the woods or wherever. We're all people that have to kind of exist in this world and try to do our best with contending with all of these outside forces. It gets difficult sometimes. Actually, there's two questions here that kind of pertain to what Ron was just talking about. And one is, the light beings see us as perfect, but when we request a healing, they see us as not perfect? I don't understand this.
Well, the light beings can only help you when you complain or object to something that's wrong with your body, okay? They're just hearing you say there's something wrong here. They're not looking at you as being imperfect, because they see you perfect. This is your creation. But whatever you have going on in your life, we'll just leave it as a body issue, okay? That's what you created. You may say, gee, I didn't want to create this. Well, your DNA created it for you, but you gave the energy into it with your spirit, and now it's a living organism of whatever you have. And so you did create it, and you are responsible for your creations. So when you object or complain to the light beings, like when you ask for a clearing, then they will look at that, and they will go back to a time in your life, if that's possible, when you did not have that. Because that's your initial blueprint of perfection, at least for, we'll say, this lifetime. And so they'll compare that to where you are now, where there was a shift in energy, and correct that, because you're asking for a correction, okay? And they'll do it once. You ask for something, it's done. Did it fix you? Maybe not. Maybe want to ask again. Maybe, you know, what you're dealing with is really complicated, which means you need more clearings. But they will work with you as long as you request the healing. And on the light ship, when you are working with the light being, you are healed completely. But your energetic bodies that live here, which caused your problem to begin with, will contaminate you because you haven't cleared them out. And then you may not feel any kind of result from asking for a healing. Not the light being's fault. It's the fault that you still have contamination. You haven't dealt with your manifestations of what you created. So that's how it works. So anything else you want to add to that, Elizabeth?
Well, no, Ron. I think you did a really good job explaining that. I think it's, you can't really look at it like, I mean, they're not in your world and they're not in duality. They're only in peace. So they're not going to see what you've created as good or bad. So if you've created that your back hurts, or, you know, you've created that you hate your parents or whatever, they're not going to judge you for that, and they're not going to see that. So unless you're saying to them out loud while you're requesting the healing, it seems to me like you would have to do that so that they understand that you're not perfect, because they won't pass judgment on you. They only ever see you as whole and complete and perfect. Is that how I'm understanding that correctly? So you have to request the healing, and I don't think they would judge you for that. They would just try to help you because they don't understand pain and suffering. Like, it doesn't exist in the creation, in source energy, in the world of light, of true light.
That sounds correct. So they don't judge you. And whatever condition you're in, that's what you created. And by all means, they're not going to judge you and take your creation away from you.
Right, right. See, that's what
so,
I think people
so what
have
created,
a hard
you
time
created, with. But if you happen to make a mistake and you say, man, I need some help with this here, you know?
Right.
Can you help me? Then they will look at that and check you out and do what they can one time, okay? The life beings, you know, once you ask for a clearing, it's done. Okay, and then did it fix you? You feel better? No. Some people will say, "Yeah, I asked one time, I feel great." Other people may say, "I don't know, I didn't feel anything, or it still hurts." Well, what energetic body is corrupted, bringing that hurt back to you again? Remember, when you go to the light ship, these energetic bodies do not go there. They were not created by light. So you have your initial blueprint of your body. And that's why a baby looks so nice, we'll say, typically, glowing, because they haven't had judgment yet. And nothing got activated. So they're just there, you know, being who they are, you know, possibly giggling and laughing or just having a good time or whatever, or whatever they do. And then from there, they learn judgment. And the judgment then starts to work. Once you get judgment, that's the end of your life. That judgment that you initially have, and as you get more judgments, you're on more timelines, being pulled apart, having your life force energy taken away, and eventually your last breath will be because you're on too many timelines never cleaned the stuff out of you. And the aliens don't want you any longer because you're useless to them. That's why they put death barcodes on you. And they go, well, we've got to recycle the spirit in that body. So what we'll do is create a religion that brings you to that white light tunnel, whatever you believe in, and they give you all these religions with some god, you know, out there. And then you go through that tunnel, which everybody talks about, making it real for you. So whatever your belief is what they give you. And then they recycle your spirits, and they're very happy to steal it again to slam dunk you back into another body here where you start over again. That's the reincarnation process. And if you start asking questions, they'll definitely give you an answer like, man, you didn't do enough work on that, man. You got to go back and do some more work. You know, you go, oh, man, I thought I did enough. No, no, you got to do more. So we'll give you some rougher parents this time so you can really understand this here. And there you go. Anyway, that's kind of the way it works. But the light beings do heal you 100%. When you're on the light ship, and you get corrupted when these energetic bodies reattach to you. So if you're wondering how come it never worked for you or anything else, if you had a one or two sessions, maybe even on the Saturday night shows where we go to the light ship, the only reason why you never got healed is because you have corrupted energetic bodies. So that's the clue. No, you're not clueless. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah. Now at least you have a clue. And, it's kind of like when you're hearing this for the first time, you're going like, okay, all right. And then the first time, couple of times you listen, maybe you're not really understanding what's going on here, but it's actually gets clearer the more clearings you do, so hence the word clearings. And you also kind of become much more heart-centered and much more peaceful, and you also tend to not go down those roads that take you out of your source energy, out of your heart, out of yourself. You just kind of lose interest in all of that stuff, and you feel much more peaceful and whole and self-satisfied and self-empowered. So all of those things that Ron is describing, the white light tunnel, those religious karma reincarnations and things like that, those are all very, very powerful advanced holograms, really, that are created to trick us into suffering endlessly and needlessly. So the way to free yourself from all of that is to do the clearings. And actually, somebody was asking about the finger exercise, Ron, and they forgot to ask, how do you do the finger exercise out of balance check? And they're wondering if they hold their finger lightly in front of their nose. I usually hold it about a foot away, and I try not to think about it before I do it. And then if you're a little bit to the right, it means you're in the future. You're a little bit to the left, you're in the past. So if you're off center on either side, I just kind of slowly bring it back to the center and then make sure that I'm in the now. So would you say that's the proper way to do it, Ron? Or?
Yeah, that works out well, yes,
Okay. All right. So, and I think there's also a verbal explanation of how to do that. If you go to audio samples at the top of the creationlightship.com homepage, underneath the special weekly clearings, there's a small drop-down menu, and it says click here for more audio samples. And I think Ron does that in the... Yeah, I think Be in the Present Moment tutorial is the one that explains that exercise if you need any further explanation on that. And when you were talking about babies before, babies, yeah, they're like instant happiness, and they really bring you into the present moment. So if you can be around one, it's really interesting to observe that because they are completely in the present. They're not thinking about the past or the future. They're not worrying. So it's really cool to see that if you can be around a baby, a jolly baby, can really learn a lot about being in the now. So I just wanted to mention, go ahead, Ron.
I can do a clearing. What could I do for people?
a sample clearing?
I got a good one. This could actually be the main thing of your life, the theme of your life, maybe. So what I want you to all go back, if you can remember this here. So let's go back to the first time. Remember, you're a baby now, right? And all of a sudden, you get connected with, I'll use the word timeline, the darkness, judgment. It's kind of all the same stuff. So this would be the first time that you encountered maybe a no, okay? If you're used to doing stuff on your own, and then all of a sudden, you know, your parents said, no, don't do this, and you got the word no, and it kind of like shocked you because you're used to having free rein on your life. So this may be your first maybe imprisonment of darkness here. So I'm going to release that energy from you. So if you can remember that, which you probably can't, but it might be the main undergoing theme of your life to when you first connected to darkness, or use the word judgment. So here we go. Let's release that from you. Going back, who knows how far back in your life, how old you were. I don't know. Maybe, you know, a few months old, maybe older. But here we go, releasing the energy from you. I'll count to 10 to move the energy. So remember, all healings are a command. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here we go. That would be your first cause energy of experiencing judgment. Let's see if we have any listener comments here. And next, let's, I'll do one for, I guess everybody has this. Everybody's dated, and you know, out there. So your first date, or maybe you're preparing for your first date. Maybe you're dressing up, whatever. Oh, and you're kind of all nervous. Most people are that way. Oh, here we go. Let's release that energy of being nervous on your first dating situation. So here we go. Releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we could also do one maybe the time that you had your first major embarrassment, whatever that would be in your life. So here we go. Let's release that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Elizabeth. We'll see if we have any listener comments here.
Wow, Ron, that is awesome. Yeah, thank you. I was thinking about all three of those things, and I think it's all things that are very relatable, and everyone at some point has experienced that. And just as you were clearing, not to go too far sideways here, but I kept thinking about how I've always had this feeling of like fear or paranoia or like nightmares or something's going to get me. And I mean, I've actually been doing a lot of clearings myself on this personally, but it seems like that started happening probably around like the fifth grade, where it sort of started, like, I don't know why, but I just had started having this like weird feeling. Maybe even third grade.
And there are, you know, entities around that are invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And some of you out there may have, you know, maybe you're afraid to go to sleep at night, so you put the covers over your head. Maybe you're afraid to go to the bathroom at night, so you wet your bed when you're younger. Maybe you put your foot down at night. Remember when it's dark and something grabbed one of your legs or ankles or something. And you try to tell your parents, and they thought that, you know, you're having a nightmare or something, you know, but for you, you know, it's real, and it was. So, or, you know, you're almost ready to go to sleep, and your closet door opens up or something like that, and nobody's in your room, and now you're completely horrified. So if you have any one of those situations happening, I'll clear that from you. Remember, this is still on a timeline, and it's running from that time to now. Remember, they keep going and going. So here we go. Let's release that one timeline of that first incident, and maybe it might give you some peace. So here we go. And if not, we have timeline crashing on the website if you want to really focus in on it. Oh, here we go. Releasing that one timeline of whatever it would be for you. anxiety, in a crate or something. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. That's pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, there we go. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Ron, I was actually reading some other questions while you were clearing that. What was that just clearing you just did?
It was for, like, maybe when you're younger, in bed at night.
Oh, right, entities.
Entities, and maybe the light switch got turned off and on, maybe the closet door opened up with that squeak that you always heard, the creaking sounds, maybe you heard your doorknob rattle a little bit, maybe you put your foot down to go to the bathroom and an entity grabbed your ankle.
Oh, yeah, okay, yep, mm-hmm. Wow, yeah, that's it's very creepy when stuff like that happens, and a lot of it usually gets written off by our parents, but perhaps we were experiencing entities at a very young age, and we never had them cleared. So there is a whole lifetime entity clearing, which is actually, I think that's like number 4 on the list of recommended clearings. So that's a big one. And entities are emotional bodies of people who have passed on, and they're not spirits. And they control many of our addictions, like smoking, eating, drinking. They all come from entities that reside within us. So chances are, you know, if you had parents who smoked or drank or whatever, they were entities in your house when you were a kid, and that's probably where that all kind of came from. I don't know. It's not quite so common anymore, but I'm sure people are still dealing with that, and they, you know, they can really make your life difficult. So I did want to just make a quick announcement, Ron, and thank you so much for all those awesome clearings. Hopefully we will get some listener feedback regarding those. And I wanted to say that Ron is going to be doing a clearing called the Spirit in the Box clearing, and that is going to be on April 15th. And you can find more information about that if you click on the upcoming events. The time on that is 11 to 2 Pacific Standard Time, 2 to 5 Eastern Standard. And I believe that you can't be an absentee on that, Ron. Is that correct?
It might be 1 to 1 o'clock when it starts. I'll have to double-check the time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, right now it's I think it's 11 to 2 Pacific. So.
Yeah, that would work. Okay.
Okay.
remember, when you're not here, you don't know when you're not here and where are you. Okay. And so
yeah.
That's when the mind stops and the dark side throughout your life and probably even of your other lives that you've had on this planet have stolen parts of your spirit. That's what looks out of your eyes. So when you come in here initially, like in this lifetime, when you come in, you have X amount of spirit with you. Well, when you die, you have less than what you came with because the darkness, the aliens, that's what we use the term here, or unwanted universal travelers, those utes, are stealing your spirit energy. And that's what they live on. They live on that, and they also live on your pain. So they do take part of you away. For each incarnation, you are less than what you were the one before. That's why people's spirits are not that powerful, because, in fact, that's why you have a hard time healing when you're in pain, because your spirit's not in your body. You can validate that by looking for anybody in pain, and their eyes are glossed over at some point, okay? You know, there's various types of pain, but if you're in a lot of pain, your eyes are glossed over, you're not here. And that's because your spirit does not want to be trapped in darkness because pain is not an energy that it knows or relates to, so it leaves. So anyway, that's what happens. So when you're more in your body, we'll say, your eyes become brighter. You know, you can you know, just scan people like at the shopping mall and look at their eyes, and the ones that have really bright eyes, unless they're clones, they'll always have bright eyes. But if you're looking for humans, then you're going to be able to see the degree changes of brightness and the depth in their eyes. Another way of stating that, if you happen to see maybe at, say, the most wanted list, these fellows in the post offices, I guess, that I haven't seen any more recently, but they'd always have these photographs of people that they're looking for, and their eyes are almost always, you know, blacked out. You know, they don't have much life to them, if none at all, and it looks like, you know, somebody's looking at you, but it's not of light, because they're full of entities, and entities will take away your spirit or kick your spirit out of your body. That's the whole thing, is there's a lot to know, and the main thing is, like we teach a process of the mind to heart drop, I'll just do it right now if you want to take some notes before we end the program. But the mind to heart drop takes about 20 seconds to do. We still have some time on the radio show here, but what you have to do is say out loud, and you have to say it out loud because otherwise you're in mind energy, and mind energy is darkness. That's the alien trap here, putting you on timelines and making you think in judgment. So what you would say is, I now command my spirit, just in case you want to take notes, so if you write that down, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And it's that simple. 15 seconds, and then you count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. And if you're really sensitive, you can actually feel your thoughts move down from your head to your throat to your heart. After you do it for about a week or two and you get used to it, you can just do like 3, 2, 1, and you're there. But a lot of people kind of want to see it working. They can't believe it's so simple. People who meditate, you know, they could be doing their meditations for hours trying to get to the same place. And it won't be the same place because they're meditating with mind energy. So they're going into the mind of the heart, which is darkness. This will bring you into your true spirit energy. And it's very simple. You can be walking down the street and doing it. You can be driving your car. You're still conscious. And then you become peaceful. You're taken off of the alien timeline, and you're at that zero point. So the zero point is like that straight line going across, and you're now in peace. And the aliens don't want you because you're not thinking. So that's the whole process. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, that is very true, Ron. And I wanted to correct, actually, the time on the website is actually not correct. There was a mailer that was sent out, and the call does start on April 15th, the Spirit in the Box call at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard. So that we'll have to fix that. My mistake, it is April 15th, 1 p.m., and again, there's no absentee attendance, and I think it's going to be about 3 hours in length, so be sure to plan for that.
$50. You need to have your emotional healing done first.
Okay.
A lot of time emotional healing, so that you can regain some of your spirit energy. What it is, the darkness has taken you, put you into what I perceive as like boxes in the Beyondo. They're storing you. Each time they get a piece of you, they'll put that into the box there, and some of these spirits look pretty bad, you know, so we do re-energize them afterwards, get you back into wholeness, and then from there, these spirit fragments of you, we'll call it, or pieces or whatever, will come back to you, and your eyes will get brighter, and you're going to feel much better because your spirit is your healer. That's what's inside of you is your spirit. That's what looks out of your eyes. So if you see anybody, let's say that you go, an entity pulls you into a bar to have some drinks, well, just check out the people on the way in and have a few extra that they shouldn't have had, and look at their eyes. They're going to be all glossed over. And so hopefully, you know, you only have one or two drinks and you can still hold your consciousness and your spirit can still be with you, because once you get intoxicated, it's gone. And then the entities come in. And that's why, you know, people who maybe got put in jail for doing something or whatever, they caused some kind of problem. They get there and maybe they get sobered up and they go, I didn't do that. And they go, uh-huh, you did too. We saw you. You know, but what's saying I didn't do it is your spirit. So, but you lost consciousness because your spirit left you, in a sense. So that's the way it is. So entities take over, run your body, do what they want to do with it. And from there, and the consequences are up, and you're there, your body is held accountable, and they leave to find somebody else. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah, they definitely do. And I just wanted to also announce, if people didn't know about this, Ron is, his next public appearance is going to be April 28th through the 30th at the New Living Expo in San Mateo, which is right outside of San Francisco. So everyone can look forward to coming to that. And I think we can still send in our pictures. If you can't be there and you'd like to have your picture in the light chamber, you will receive the light energy from the healings all weekend. So more on that as it gets closer to the date. And well, Ron, ever since we did the Mind to Heart drop, I'm having trouble focusing. But the thing is, too, is I had been doing the abbreviated count, and I recently went back to doing the 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 three times because I noticed I was having a more difficult time feeling heart-centered. So you can always go back and say it as many times as you need to. Try to remember to do it every hour, and it does help. And it's something you can do without, you know, if you're not in front of your computer, it's very helpful to be able to have the opportunity to do it, or you could whisper it, you know, so people don't ask you questions and make you a target of their psychic attacks. And I have another listener question here, and this person is wondering, can you timeline crash emotions? If you have emotions, fears, or thoughts, can you timeline crash it? For example, fear of heights or self-judgment. That's something we haven't really talked about, is timelines, but wondering if that's possible.
Well, you can't chat. You cannot timeline crash the whole book or library of fears, okay? It's only designed to do one thing. So, you know, a timeline crash is for one incident. Like maybe somebody yelling at you, or you fell down and hurt yourself, you had an awful dream. That's what your timeline crash is, that one incident.
Mm-hmm.
So you just can't say, well, I want to timeline crash all my fears or traumas, anxieties. No, it doesn't work that way. It's just one incident. And that way you're no longer on those timelines or that timeline or multiple timelines that get copy and pasted. If you're on the timeline of pain and all of a sudden, you know, you stubbed your toe, so now you know you're on the timeline of pain. When you start clearing that timeline of you stubbing your toe, everybody else on this planet who is living that timeline, and they could even be dead, okay, because the timelines still get replicated. Just because you die does not mean that you're not on timeline, okay? And so when you do it, timeline crash, maybe you do it 500 times, 1,000 times, depending on how severe the pain is. Then all of a sudden, once the timeline has ended, then everybody on that timeline is no longer going to be suffering with that pain, and the aliens now do not control you because there's no timeline for you to be on. And that's the way it works. So you're helping out humanity by doing timeline crashing. Well, that's one thing. But you cannot put more than one incident in at one time. And normally, you know, if you're dealing with pain and if you have a lot of pain in your life, then by all means, the pain body is activated. That's an invisible body that you have. And want to do a whole lifetime energetic pain body clearing. That's what you want to do. So we have many of these whole lifetime clearings. Maybe there's a dozen or so on the website, and just go there and you clear that out of you, and then you live more in peace. So I'll do pain for people out there. So you could have pain right now, or maybe you had pain at childbirth, or maybe when you were born you had pain. Maybe you fell off your bike, you know, when you were 6 years of age or something, on your knees, or maybe you hit your chin on the pavement, you know, whatever. You had pain then. That timeline is still running right now, and because it's still looping back and forth over and over and over again. So let me clear that one timeline for you, and we'll just see if it has an effect on you. But you must think of something now. Remember, when you think, you're in darkness, because that's the alien's way of connecting to you through your thoughts. And here we go. Think of that one incident where you may have had pain, and may not have it right now, but you're going to feel different afterwards. So here we go, releasing it from you. Again, I'll count to 10 to move the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. And there's some people out there feels like that needs more. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. You may want to put your hand on that pain location. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. Let's take one more time here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There we go. We're good. Okay. So if you have had some success with this, you feel better, just, you know, send us a little ditty on that, CLSQuestions@Yahoo, so we can bring it up on the next VBS show on how you felt for these clearings. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and I think that's really important. If you have felt something happen during the radio shows, email us during the show and let us know. And also, it's always helpful for the other listeners to hear, as well as to make sure that what we're doing is working for you, what Ron is doing is actually helping. So we always appreciate when people write in and say, oh, I felt this way, or, you know, actually, I didn't mention it, but at the top of the show, when you started doing the clearing of the date and the 10 years and the situation that we were dealing with, I got very, very warm. I actually had to open the windows. So I don't know if there was probably something there that I didn't even wasn't aware of that was going on, but my body temperature got very warm. And just want to say that's great. And thanks so much, Ron, for doing all these sample healings tonight. And will they work on an archive?
Yes, they will work three times.
Okay.
It's for people who have experienced a healing. They can tell their friends, and you can go to the archive, which is up, I think, within 2 days here. And then you can listen to it three times total, and so could your friends, so you could all experience that over again. And that's why it works three times. And from there, if it's one of your energetic bodies, as you think you have a problem with, then you would need to do a whole lifetime clearing for that invisible energetic body that's causing you problems. So back to you.
Okay, and I think we're actually going to have to wrap up the show. And there were very, very many questions that we didn't have a chance to get to. So thanks, everybody, for your interaction, and thanks for sending your questions. And be sure to tune in again on Wednesday on Station 1 at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, as well as check out all of the upcoming events and conference calls at creationlightship.com. And Tuesday, Ron does a special weekly call, which is the cording removal special. And Ron, I'll turn it over to you for any last thoughts before we go.
Sure, and check out, you know, if you're a newbie, check out the free clearings underneath the login key on the left side near the top of the website. There's a drop-down box there. I think 16 different clearings that deal with aliens that help to get them off of you. So, and the neat one is the gray sky clearing everybody uses as you start finding poor weather patterns and stuff. I'll use that one. But anyway, let's do the mind of heart drop, everybody. So again, I need to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head drop them into my heart. Here we go. To facilitate that, we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Hope you had a wonderful healing or healings tonight. So we'll see you later. Blessings, everybody. Good evening.